I think there was a time right before the key moment in relation to the war in Iraq, leading up to the parliamentary vote, when I think it's fair to say that Tony was coming under huge pressure politically at home and also internationally, even though I think the diaries give a pretty fair picture of George Bush always understanding Tony's particular political difficulties and having some sympathy for that. But actually real pressure was coming on from George Bush. Tony was, in a sense, trying to get a bit more time, try to see if the diplomatic process could be taken a bit further. And then, you know, kind of out of the blue comes this phone call, and I think maybe even a series of phone calls from Rupert Murdoch. Now, I think on one level, he's trying to be supportive. He says, look, I know this is a really difficult place, but my papers are going to support you on this. Fine. But I think Tony did feel, as I record in the diaries, that there was something a bit crude about it, that it was actually a kind of, it was another very right-wing voice saying to him, look, isn't it about time you got on with this? And I think, as I record Tony saying, he didn't think it was terribly clever. He really was, in a sense, a man with a mission in relation to Saddam and disarmament and getting Saddam Hussein to face up to his United Nations obligations. But I think this portrayal in parts of the public debate of Tony as somebody who was kind of being told what to do by George Bush and wanted to do this because the Americans wanted to do it. I mean, Tony believed in it, but he really, really did try his level best to get it resolved diplomatically, persuaded George Bush to go down the UN route. We were always very sensitive to the tensions within the American administration. I think they come through in the diaries as well, that, you know, one of the reasons, I mean, I know a lot of my Guardian reading friends don't particularly like it when I say, look, George Bush is not as bad as you think he is. But one of the reasons for that is I always felt Bush was sensitive to the particular politics in Britain. Whereas I didn't, to be frank, think that Cheney and Rumsfeld were. I think they just thought, we've got to do this, and whether if the Brits are there, fine. If they're not, oh, well, you know. Tony was, he was always trying, right to the end, to get this thing resolved without war. And, you know, why wouldn't he? Why wouldn't anybody want it resolved that way? I do have very conflicted views about Gordon, because on the one hand, he could be extraordinarily difficult to deal with. But on the other hand, he could be absolutely brilliant. And, you know, often we were just sort of sitting there longing him for the brilliant to be in charge and for the impossible to fade away. And it never quite happened. And I think it's fair that during this period, I mean, interestingly, I think it's the first time that Tony kind of does at least articulate the possibility of actually sacking him. And at various points says, I'm going to do it. Now, of course, he never did. And I totally, because I talked to Tony about it so much, I completely understand why he decided actually to stick with Gordon. Because as Tony himself says, keeps saying throughout the diaries, look, when it comes to ability, he and I are head and shoulders above the rest. Now, that may sound a bit arrogant, but I think most people would accept that. And so, you know, people who read the diaries, they regularly say to me, and I know they say the same to Peter Mandelson, you know, after all that you saw and all that you experienced, why did you go back and help him at the last election? But the answer is because for all of that, there was something actually that made you believe that he had these strengths that actually could be put to good use for the Labour Party and for the country. And at lots of times they were. But at other times, to be frank, it became very, very difficult. And from my position, as you know, I am basically a team player. I like working as a team. I try to sort of, you know, help build the team. And a lot of the time, I did find myself having to deal with this, you know, what frankly, as everybody now knows, became a pretty heavy conflict.